Hey guys, what is up? Welcome back to the Gals on the Go podcast. It's Brooke.
And Danielle, we're so excited to be here for you guys today. How are you, Brooke? I'm in a great mood.
I'm actually in a great mood too. I feel like we've both had, you know, some full days, happy days, right?
Happy, good happy. Moods, good vibes. We're excited for today's episode. We're going to be touching on a few topics. Usually we'll do one big topic, but today we're going to be touching on a couple. We're going to talk about some dating stuff. We have a story to hear from Brooke. We are going to talk about cheese boards, our favorite cheeses, and kind of just how to implement hobbies and activities that you've always wanted to try into your life. Those are the three we want to cover.
Totally. I think it's fun to switch up the content a little bit this year and like do some more touchy stuff. I feel like we have a lot of like informational episodes. If you guys want like something more tailored to your productivity, morning routines, like school stuff. Even we have an episode on starting the semester right, which would be really helpful for right now if you guys want to go back and listen to
it. We have a lot of good episodes in the archive, so definitely check them out.
Yeah, love that. And Danielle just did an episode of The Happening with her pals, so catch up on that if you haven't.
Yes. Definitely. It's a kind of a mess of an episode, but it's kind of fun. It's like a good insight into my friend group, so it's kind of funny. But yeah.
So we are also very excited. You guys are always asking us when we are doing sales, discounts on the merch, and we are announcing a one-day only sale. Hopefully you're listening to this the day that this episode goes up, because we have a sale for you. Gals on the Go merch. Woo! So if you guys want, you can use a code to get 20% off your merch order. We don't do sales often, so I would recommend shopping now. I mean, I know I'll be shopping with this code.
Yes, for sure. The merch is so cute. We have a couple newer items that I think some people don't know about. We have the gray champion joggers. I wear them all the time. They are so soft. They say on the go on the side. Or they say gal on the go. They say gal on the go on the side.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. Yep.
They're gray joggers, here for that. And then we also have a pink sweatshirt that's embroidered that says gal on the go. And that one is awesome. Pro tip, order an XL. A lot of the times it'll probably fit you like a dress, because they're like really long, especially for tall people. Yeah, so it's like a sweatshirt gals. Dress vibe. Yes, tall gals.
Absolutely. And we have all of our other classic stuff too. You guys, you know, we love the stickers and the pop sockets and all that stuff. So if you guys want to get 20% off, just remember you do have to use a code, and the code is very fitting to this episode.
Cheeseboard.
Cheeseboard. We love that.
So yeah, definitely use that code. It's just cheese board, not cheese boards. Even though we love cheese boards, it's cheese board. And yeah, you could click the link in the bio, shop.podcast1.com/gals. We'll be promoting it on our socials. But yeah, also the black Don't Text hoodie is another favorite. If there's just stuff you've been eyeing and maybe have some extra Christmas money, or you're just in a mood, like definitely take advantage of the sale, like Brooke said, because we don't do sales a lot. Mm-hmm. And we asked to do a sale specifically for you guys. So let's do it.
Love that. And Valentine's Day is coming up. If any of your boyfriends want to... Maybe.
Yeah. Or like a little Galentine's Day situation. Get your bestie sweatshirt. More
the Galentine's idea. I feel like people always message us though, and we'll be like, oh, my boyfriend got me this. And I'm like, damn, that's really cute. So I don't know.
I know. I'm in a mood. Boyfriend goals.
Yeah.
I love it. So yeah, should we get into our highlights and lowlights?
Yeah, let's hit it.
Highlights and lowlights.
Okay, so lowlights. All right. I have been in some weird situations lately, Danielle. I have been.
Have you, Brooke?
I have been.
I would agree. You have been.
Yeah, I've been like just, I don't even know, the past like 2 months of my life, it's been like all of just like, I have to check like my astrology stuff, because I feel like my planets must be in like a weird alignment right now. I swear. It's been like.
Check it.
No, just like stuff that's been like actually out of sorts. But this was just like it's honestly not even just one. It's many situations where I feel like I try to get involved in my friends and be like the peacemaker and get involved and be like a good person and help everybody out. And then all of a sudden it ends up just biting me in the butt. So you know what? We're not going to do that anymore. I feel like I just always do this thing where I try to overcompensate and be like really kind to people. And I don't even try to intentionally like get involved in situations per se, but I think it comes across that way to others, but I'm just over here trying to be a good person, trying to help out. I'm like, hey, let me know if you need anything. And then all of a sudden I'm like looped into this like whirlwind of drama, which I don't even involve myself in drama. So I don't know what I'm doing, but basically is, just that dealing with stuff that I shouldn't have to deal with. So we're going to move on from that. I don't even know if, does this make sense? I feel like it's hard, 'cause I'm not explaining like the whole story, but I don't.
No, you don't want to. It's personal stuff. No, I have the same problem every now and then where I like want to help people. And there's definitely times where you should help people, totally. But where you feel like you can, or you care about the people so much, which is so awesome. But it's almost better if you stay out of it, because then they bring you into it and it's personally taxing to you. And I think that's what happens.
Yeah. No, I've been having that a lot where people like dump their, like for lack of a better phrase. I mean, I know I do it to you all the time, Danielle. I just did it before, but like people dump their,
we problems. Do it to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like with us, it's an even exchange, but you know, those people that yes. like dump their problems on you, like more so than you do to them. And you're like, whoa, this is like kind of like heavy stuff. So
yeah.
I don't know.
No, I completely get that. It needs to be this like mutual thing, not just like me, this is my problem. Like, and it's awesome that people feel comfortable to like talk to you, but it's like, you got to find that balance and just like be self-aware.
100%. And yeah, I mean, it comes to like putting yourself first, which isn't always easy to do. Cause it's like, especially, I feel like we're all like good natured enough to like care about others and be like, hey, like, let me know if everything's okay. And suddenly it's like, boom, you're involved. So yeah. like,
boom,
learn my lesson, but we're all good. We're moving forward. This was a fun weekend. So the highlight's more exciting.
Cool. Love it. Well, my lowlight is, I always have trouble coming up with lowlights, but this is kind of like a highlight and lowlight. It's not my highlight for this week, but well, I guess it should be. Anyways, words. This Wednesday, actually, oh my God, as you guys are listening to this,
oh my God,
is my first spin class ever.
That big I'm day. Teaching.
Big day. I need to say I'm very, very nervous. I'm probably, as you guys listen to this, pacing around my room. I'm freaking nervous, probably listening to my playlist 1,000 times. I practice it so much. I literally know the playlist, you know, top to bottom, memorized the heck out of it. I'm so excited. I've got choreo and everything, but I mean, it's more of a nervous, excited, like, I, you know, we both did theater when we were younger, and it's like, before you get on stage, it's just that
feeling. I know
feeling
what you mean. It's like, being it's nervous. Like your stomach kind of drops, but in a good way.
Yes, like the stomach drop. That's going to be me all day. Like, I can't drink any coffee that day because I'm just going to, like, go nuts. But, yeah, I'm just nervous because this is, like, a whole new thing for me. I never in a million years would think I'd be a fitness instructor. But the good thing is most of the people signed up for my class on Wednesday are my friends, actually, which is awesome. And a lot of them don't spin. So I keep reminding myself that they won't know if I mess up, really. Only, like, four of them will know.
100%.
So it'll be okay. And yeah, but that's just, if anything, that's my low light, but it's also like my biggest highlight. So yeah,
I get that. I'm excited for you. I think that it's going to be a good time and something new. It's something that's so wildly different. Like you said, you never expected that you'd be doing this. So I'm so proud of you and I wish I could be there.
Thank you.
And I know you're going to kill it today. I want someone to like video the class or something.
I know. I wish. I was thinking about asking Callie to maybe help me film like before and after the class, but yeah, we can't really film inside. It's like a sacred space.
Yeah, I got that.
We'll see. Maybe, you know, down the road. But I know. I wish I could have it on video to like experience my first class over and over with everybody in it. So.
And your permanent class time is Wednesdays, correct? So like
Wednesdays.
Okay, cool.
All right. I'm excited. Hopefully, I'm gonna add more in the future. But for now, I really can't do anymore. So
I feel that. Yeah. I got on the go.
A good time. Woo! So what's your highlight, Brooke?
So my highlight, came back to Boston and like whatever, rejuvenated. But honestly, I've been spending so much time with our near and dear friend, Gretchen Garrity.
You guys are so
cute. So she is her own podcast. So I guess, I mean, my highlight was going on her podcast, I would say. So you guys should go listen to it. It's called Happy Hour with Gretchen Garrity. It's her last name. And, go listen to that. But honestly, just spending time with her in general, I feel like I was in like a weird space, and hanging out with her completely shifts my mental state and just she makes me like happier and just makes me like forget about all my problems, if that makes sense. She's one of those people we talk about all the time who's just like generally like so positive, yes, and so uplifting. So she came with me to the Wing, and we also, yeah, we recorded for her podcast. We got lunch. Like, we just have been hanging out a lot, and it's been really great, and spinning and stuff. So I love Gretchen, and hanging out with her is my highlight.
I love that. I think it's so great, like, to surround yourself with people that, you know, make you feel happy and make you feel valued, and you make them happy as well. It's just so important to be around people like that.
100%. New year, time to renovate your home or apartment with Joybird. They have over 50 fabric and leather options, 3 shades of wood, and over 250 unique silhouettes. So do the math. Joybird's got a lot to choose from, you guys. The days of settling are over. With Joybird, your personal one-of-a-kind style can match your furniture. Whether you're more of a neutral beige or a bubblegum pink person, it's built by us, but created by you. You guys can like get really crafty and creative with this. I love it because you can really match it to your personal style. Each Joybird produced piece is made with the ultimate care and precision. It's real wood without all of those harmful chemicals, and they actually use responsibly sourced materials. They also have a 365 home trial, so you guys can skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. You can sit on it, sleep on it, break it in, and if you don't love your Joybird, you can return it. So you guys can create furniture that matches your own fearless style at joybird.com/gals. See how Joybird can help you make your dream space a reality today at joybird.com/gals. Go to joybird.com/gals and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code GALS. So what's your highlight, Danielle?
My highlight is yesterday. So as we're recording, this is Sunday. So yesterday on Saturday, it's kind of like a chill weekend in Athens because there's no like football games, obviously, or anything. So yesterday there was supposed to be a tornado to come. So the winds were really high. It was really, really rainy. And I don't know, we like couldn't really do anything outside. And at first I was like really discouraged, like, oh, like what a waste of a day. Like I hate just sitting around, but I just had such a pure day with all my friends, but I also was still productive. So it was kind of weird. Like I started off the morning, Ryan and I went to get bagels, and then we finally finished like doing the kombucha and like bottled up the kombucha we made. It was actually so good. So that was fun. And then me, Katie and Delaney, obviously recorded the happening episode. We like made a palette and like laid out on the blankets and stuff. And then they came with me to practice my spin training. And then we got dinner and then we watched a couple movies. I don't know. It was just like a really fun, just chill. Like we just kind of kept, like it was one of those days where there was no plan. I was just like, oh, want to go do this now? Like what? And I never do that.
Yeah.
So it was just like kind of fun.
I saw that you were having a little day. I was like, oh my gosh, she's doing all these different activities. Were these in the plan?
No, the only plan was to record and to practice spin at one point. The other things just kind of happened. It was really fun. Oh, and then Ryan and I made a TikTok. It's my best performing TikTok so far.
I did
not
see
that cool.
I love it.
But a lot of people commented that I'm on their For You page. So I'm like, oh my God. Oh, like, we weren't going to post it. I have so many drafts on my TikTok of Ryan and I did last night. I'll have to show you them. They're so funny. And I wasn't going to post any of them. We were just doing it for fun. And he was like, wait, let me change. And I was like, what? You don't have to change. And he's like, no. Like, we'll post it. And I was like, I wasn't going to. And he's like, I know you probably want to. And I was like, well, no, but now that you say that, can we like really try? It was just like so funny, and like it was just fun to be like stupid.
No, I love them. I think it was so fun. I saw the videos of you guys like messing around. I was like, this is literally TikTok is old school YouTube. Like it seriously is.
It is like making music videos.
It is. Yeah. Just playing around, having fun. I saw that. It seemed like you had a day, like genuine fun with friends. That's always fun. It's nice having like
a full day. Good to have. Yeah, just like wow, like we just kept saying today was a good day. I don't know. So hopefully that inspires you guys to live in the moment, because I'm not good at that, but I did it yesterday.
And that's good that you went into the day. I've been trying to do that too, where I'm like, oh, I have two things that I have to do today. Like you said, you were like, oh, I have to spin and I have to like do something else or whatever. What was the other thing? Spin and podcast.
Podcast.
Yeah. But you don't pressure yourself. There's a lot of hours in the day to get it done. You're not like 9 a.m. got to wake up and podcast. Like you learn to like put it in at your own pace and like not take it slow, but like live and then like let the things that you have to do kind of flow into your schedule, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. And I think I'm gonna try and do that more. Like I was like, okay, two things I need to get done today. But if something else comes up, Danielle, and someone asks you to hang out and you love hanging out with this person, like do it. You could do it. Like today I was gonna go to the coffee shop after like we had spin training alone and get some stuff done. And then Daily was like, what are you doing after this? And I was like, I'm going to coffee if you want to come. And then we ended up talking for a while, but then she left and I got my work done. Like it was fine. And I'm so glad we got to catch up. Mm-hmm. Just like little stuff like that. So hopefully that inspires you guys. I don't know.
No, I love that. Good little message. Because I think that so many times, especially with this show, like it's in the title and everything, like Gal on the Go and everything, but it's not, I don't know. Danielle and I are like all about living and like having friends and like, yes, you know, living your life. And it doesn't have to be, we talk about productivity and stuff, but it's not always, I mean, that's not the highlight of my entire life. It's not like,
we are not productive 24/7. Like we are not, nor do we claim that we are.
True.
We are normal people. We sit and we eat fast food. We chill out. We hang out with friends. We turn in things late on, you know, sometimes. Like, we're not, you know, saying like we're perfect, but we like to promote productivity and inspire others.
Yeah. I think that that's a a good way of putting it, Danielle, because I think that it gets twisted sometimes, and especially with the name of our podcast, like people are like, you're not being a gal on the go. I'm like, okay, sorry, that, like, I like having time with my friends and my family. Like, that's how, like,
yeah, I know,
that's how life should be lived. Oh my gosh, come on, let's everybody breathe. I love that. It's all good.
Inhale, exhale. Yeah. Shall we get into our current favorites?
Yeah.
These are a few of my favorite things. Of all of my favorite things.
Woo!
Okay, I'm gonna talk about the air fryer. I have to talk.
Ooh! How are we liking it?
So I got a new one. I had one from Amazon that I liked. It was okay. I got it on like Prime Day, and there were just, I could tell that there was, it wasn't the most efficient air fryer, if this makes sense. Like, other people would tell me about their air fryer experiences. I was like, mine must be a little different. I don't know. So then for Christmas, I wanted to upgrade. I was like, all right, I found the perfect one. It's called the Ninja Foodie, and it has a grill in it too. And it has all these different settings. You can air fry, you can bake, you can grill. Like I said, you just have to put in like different plates basically to change the different things. And this air fryer has changed the game for me, you guys. I'm like opening up to the world of air fryer possibilities. So it's an air fryer is basically like a mini oven that kind of sits on your countertop, and you don't fry with oil. It fries with literally condensed air, and it spins around so fast that it gives the food.
Wow.
The taste is almost as if it was fried.
It's crazy. Yes.
So you could put anything in this. I mean, it's traditionally used, I feel like, for like French fries or vegetables and stuff like that. And you could just put in raw vegetables. Like, I'll literally chop up a sweet potato, throw it in there, or squash or Brussels sprouts, or, you know, frozen vegetables too, whatever it may be. But also I love doing, like, Trader Joe's does a lot of like frozen foods, throwing those in there just cooks it up super quick. Easy dinner ideas and stuff like that. And this specific air fryer is just really easy to use, very efficient. Big fan. I don't know.
You're selling me.
Yeah.
I've been wanting to get one for so long, but we have very minimum space, counter space, yep, storage space, all of the above. But wait, can you make meats? Do you ever make, like, can you put like raw chicken in there or no?
Yes. So that's the function of this air fryer, is that it has a grill. I honestly haven't used it to cook from like raw yet. You know what I mean? Like, I've only
from the raw.
From the raw. You know what
I
mean?
From the raw. I'm sorry, I'm giggling.
No, it has a sticker on the top and tells you like how to use it. And it comes with the grill pan and stuff. So this one's supposed to be, all air fryers, you could put like salmon in, or shrimp or chicken, whatever, beef, steak. I don't even know. Beef and steak.
Wait, but so if you put it on the grill, are you just grilling it, or is it grill and air fryer at the same time?
Good question. I think it's just the grill.
Okay.
But you could air fry it, because it has the air fry section too. I just love air frying things because it makes it crispy on the outside and then still like soft on the inside. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yeah. A little crisp.
Wait, what's your favorite thing to make in the air fryer? I'm just like, want this.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. The chicken cilantro wontons from Trader Joe's in there are fire. I don't know if you've tried these.
I have. I don't know why you're making me laugh right now.
Okay, well, sorry. Normally I microwave them or pan fry, but that kind of takes a while. But if you throw, especially in this air fryer, if you put it on like 350, you could cook it for, because the chicken's already pre-cooked, you could cook them for like 7 minutes, and it's like a nice toasty, I don't even know, they're just delicious. But recommend.
Oh my gosh, love that for you. That's a great favorite, honestly.
Yeah, I was inspired by our friend Caitlin B. She posted on her story, she's like, oh, because it's a little bit more expensive than a regular air fryer, but the whole concept is that it does have like the grill, and it's like an oven. It's all of these different things, and not just the air fryer. So it eliminates other devices, which I like, because like you said, saving counter space. Like, I don't need all of these different contraptions. Like, it takes up a lot of counter space for sure, but it replaces other things, if that makes sense.
No, yeah. It's very multifunctional.
We love that. Yeah.
Multifunctional. So my current favorite, I actually was wearing, but I took it off because I'm like wearing headphones and it was just like weird. My neon green beanie. Brooke, I know you have one as well.
Oh yeah.
I wish I could wear it every day, but it's bright neon green, so that's just not in the cards. But I wore it the other day on campus and it was like a gloomy day too, but it just made me happier. I was just so happy. And it's so great when like your hair is like a little greasier, if you're just, your hair is just not doing it for you that day. I wear this beanie. It's from Urban Outfitters. It's awesome. It's all on my Instagram, all over. but I love it and I want to go to Urban Outfitters and buy more because they're just so cute. And like, if it's cold out, it literally keeps you warmer and it's just like a nice fashion piece. So I'm into beanies right now, but my neon green beanie just makes me happy. So
I'm also into beanies. I would say a hard retweet to that.
Beanie kick. Oh yeah. And if you guys like beanies, all I'm saying is wink, wink.
So maybe hold off. Wink, wink.
Hey,
hey. No, seriously, they're great because you, well, I feel like your hair is kind of similar to mine. Like it, the way that it dries naturally. I don't know if you've been, I guess you've been straightening your hair a good bit or.
Yeah, I have been. It's bad.
No, I don't even mean it like that. I just mean I love wearing my hair natural with the beanie because it kind of, my problem with wearing my hair natural is it gets like puffy at the top, but that eliminates every issue because you put on the beanie.
Oh, and totally. It's like, I'm done.
Also, I know I don't use this hack, but because usually I just go makeup free if I'm wearing a beanie and like a sweatshirt, like that kind of look. But I know.
Yeah, it's cute.
It is a little athleisure vibe. Lauren Everett always says that she likes wearing the beanie because you only have to do half your face of makeup.
Yes, I was just thinking of her when you said that. Yeah. That was in her Lauren's Favorite Things episode.
Which I think is a good hack, although I'm just, I don't know. I'm a fan of just.
I thought, so I did my makeup today, just now, like, because I just filmed a video. And I was going to do the whole put on the beanie thing, but then I was like, what if I take my beanie off?
Yeah, and then it's like half the head is. Yeah, no, that's my biggest fear too, where someone would be like, you have to remove your hat, ma'am. And it's like, oh, like. And that's like my biggest fear. I don't know why. I'm like, I'm gonna look like an idiot.
I am on the floor. I just like, I know you mean like at the airport, but it's just like, guys, if you saw Brooke, she just like pointed to the camera. She goes, you have to remove your hat, ma'am. Like, cause you're gonna be in public somewhere.
I don't know where. I guess, yeah, situationally.
No, it's like the airport and stuff. No, or like, it, like, I know what you mean. Or like, if you're like, what is,
pledge,
like you're-
the Pledge of Allegiance, yeah. I know.
Yeah, like when you take, I'm sorry.
Certain teachers in high school that I had, my Spanish teacher was like really adamant, like no hats. Like, so the guys like would all wear hats.
Cabezos. Or what's hats? No hats. I don't know.
I haven't used that word in Spanish in a long time.
Just wanted to talk to you guys briefly about Native. Did you guys know that many conventional deodorants contain aluminum, which forms a plug in your sweat glands to keep you from sweating? Yeah, yikes. Native's deodorant is made without aluminum so you can feel better about what you're putting on your body. I love it because it's safe. Native deodorant is formulated without aluminum, parabens, or talc. It's also vegan and never tested on animals, so you feel good about what you're putting on your body. They also have ingredients you know. Native deodorant is made with ingredients you've heard of, like coconut oil and shea butter. You wear deodorant literally every day, so shouldn't you be able to understand the ingredients list? It also works. Making the switch to an aluminum-free deodorant does not mean you have to sacrifice on performance. Native will keep you smelling and feeling fresh all day long. I'm a spin instructor. I use this. I smell great. People compliment me on my scent. That's a success right there. With over 10 scents, including their classics and rotating seasonals, you're guaranteed to find one you love. Their classic scents include coconut and vanilla, which is the most popular, lavender and rose, cucumber and mint, and eucalyptus and mint. I personally love the eucalyptus and mint. It's very fresh and happy. We love it. Native comes in a wide variety of options for men, women, and even teens. They also offer an unscented option and a baking soda free formula for those with sensitivities. There's no risk to try. You get free shipping on every order, and Native offers 30-day free returns and exchanges in the USA. Still not convinced? Check out their over 9,000 five-star reviews from happy customers who made the switch to Native. So, for 20% off your first purchase, visit nativedeodorant.com and use promo code GALSONTHEGO20 during checkout. That's nativedeodorant.com using promo code GALSONTHEGO20 during checkout. Enjoy the rest of this episode. No, yeah, my school had a rule. We just couldn't wear hats at all.
But I guess you had a stricter dress code than a public school. Yeah.
Oh my God. This is a little bit of a tangent. I'll bring it back really fast. But so yeah, I think we weren't allowed to wear hats because like they were scared we were going to wear earphones or something. I don't know if this was a thing at your school, but apparently at some other schools like near my area, they have a one pod rule. So like you can have one AirPod in. Like one bud rule. It's called the one bud rule. My brother's friend was telling us about it over break. I thought that was hilarious. This is in high school because so many kids like, I don't know, I went to private school, so I guess it was like a lot more rules, but I don't know. Did people wear earbuds in all your classes?
Do.
That is wild to me. That's so rude.
Yeah, I think it's so rude too. I know. No, I think it definitely is rude. My brother,
but one bud rule.
My brother will like Snapchat me in class, and I'll see like his friends in the back and stuff that do this headphone thing. And I never know because like I want to think that it's like when the teacher's like, "All right, you could do your work." Because sometimes the teachers are cool,
right?
Like, you know,
yeah,
you can, like, plug in your headphones, like just get this done.
Love that.
Yeah, like when the teachers are cool, you know, and treat you like adults because they are 18 years old. So that's cool. But you know what I mean, though. I think it is extremely rude, though. I had those kids in my high school that would like roll up and they would always wear headphones, and I just found it so. And when the teacher has to tell you, like, "Can you remove your headphones?" Like, I'm sorry, that is disgusting. Like, that is just so incredibly rude. I'm like so grossed out. I don't like that. Like, you're in this classroom, like, someone's standing a few feet in front of you, and it's your job to be there, and it's her job to be there, or their job. Like, I don't know. That's so rude to me. No thanks. Yeah.
Yeah. Anyways, okay, cool. I'm glad to hear your input on that. I was just baffled by that.
Yeah, that's mind-blowing to me. Definitely don't like that.
Yeah. So what's your goal for this week, Brooke? Do you have one?
Goals!
Awesome! Oh, wow!
Yeah, I do. I feel like I've talked about this too, because the goals are like, it's like a constant cycle of repeating. It's like something about being productive, something about eating, something about working out, something about cleaning, and then it's like it circles back, so...
Yes, I literally feel that so hard. Mine's actually different this week, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, I think that it goes in like a little circle, but mine is to wake up early again because I've been slipping. I've been slipping, you guys. I don't know what's been happening. I've just been on this negative pattern of – because I don't make anything for my mornings anymore. I'm like, oh, like I work out in the afternoon and stuff because I don't really love a good morning workout, but I like it because it gets my day going. But I don't love the concept of like rise and like that's the first thing you do. I don't know. I just prefer to,
I don't either.
Yeah.
I like night.
I would agree with that. Or afternoon or just like, I don't know, another time. So anyways, my goal is to wake up early again and that I'm just going to try to like keep myself busy in the morning because, or give myself a purpose for waking up, if that makes sense. I think that's always my problem is I snooze a million times because I'm like, oh, I don't technically have to do anything until 8:45 or till 9. But it's like I need to just get better about self-discipline. So I don't know. My goal.
Yeah, no, I completely agree with that.
All right, Danielle, do you want to share your goal for the week?
Yes, yes, yes. So my goal for this week, it's funny because you kind of brought it up a second ago. I don't want to use heat as much on my hair. I'm going to try it at least for the week. Because just like a lot of reasons, since I get my hair done blonde, it's pretty damaging to your hair. I use great products. I use Olaplex. I use purifying shampoo once a week. Like I really do take care of my hair as much as I can in the sense of like, you know, I use a lot of Olaplex products. I used, heat protectant. I do all the things, but I am using so much heat on my hair, and I was listening to a podcast with, what was it? Oh, Skinny Confidential. She had the owners of 901 Salon on, and she was like, if you could give one tip to people for hair, they literally said, don't straighten your hair. Like, hairstylists hate flat irons, and that's literally what I do with my hair because my hair is just so wavy and puffy. It's not curly. If it was curly, I'd keep it, but it's just like this weird in between. I know a lot of you guys probably have it too. But I want to challenge myself starting after, because I straightened my hair yesterday, after today, to try and not use heat on my hair if I do just like once and not like touch it up throughout the day. Mm-hmm. I'm not like holding myself accountable for anything, but I want to give my hair a little bit of a break as much as I can this coming week, because I will be going to New Orleans and then Vegas next weekend. And I know I'm like, we're going to the dry bar. Like, I know we're doing things with heat. So if I can give myself a break this week, I just want to.
Heck yeah. And you just alluded to some exciting stuff coming up, Danielle. Oh my gosh.
Oh, did I just not talk about any of that?
I don't think you did. So now
I don't think
now you kind of have to share. Let's hear.
Just briefly. Because I just did a Q&A and I was like, okay, I like forgot to tell my parents. I was like the other day, and my parents go crazy when I travel. I always hit them with things. Brooke knows. I always get so nervous to tell my parents I was traveling. Well, I forgot. So the other day I was sitting in class and I was like, oh my God, I'm so excited for the next few weekends. And I was like, oh my God, I don't think my parents know. So I texted them after and I was like, hey fam, going to New Orleans this weekend and then Vegas next weekend. And they literally were just like, okay, have fun. I think they're just like so used to it at this point. But so this weekend I'm going, as you guys are listening to us, this Friday to Sunday night, I will be in New Orleans for my boyfriend's fraternity forum. I'm really excited. I've never been on a formal. You went on a couple or like a beach weekend.
I did a formal my freshman year and then I did a beach weekend my senior year. But I never went to NOLA. Well, I've been to NOLA like separately, but not on a fraternity
but
formal.
Not for but a formal.
It's
yeah.
Good time.
We'll see. A lot of other fraternities are going this weekend as well. Basically, I guess not all schools do this because some of my friends don't, but the fraternities at UGA, most of them, if not all, in the spring or like, or I guess winter really, there's a formal and it's like out of town. So that we'll either go to NOLA, Charleston, or Nashville usually. Our one fraternity always goes to the Bahamas. They went last year. They're going this year again. It's crazy.
That's
so it's like
wild.
MLK weekend. I know, man. It's wild. A lot of my friends are going. But so yeah, we're going to New Orleans. I'm really excited. I'm going with my boyfriend, so that'll be fun because it's not like I just randomly got set up with someone. Like, I'm actually going to enjoy it. And we're roommates with, like, his best friend and his date. So I don't know. It's going to be, like, a really fun weekend. I'm excited. And a ton of my friends are going as well. And then and then we get back Monday morning. Like, we basically leave Sunday night. We take buses. Sunday night, we take a bus at, like, 8 p.m. and we, like, get back to Athens Monday morning. So we're, like, driving through the night, which is going to be interesting. And then Monday we have off, and then next Thursday I go to Vegas because one of my best friends from home, Sophia, is turning 21, and she basically invited us to go with her family to Vegas for her 21st birthday. So Caitlin's going, me, and then her friend Maddie that I'm pretty close with. So it's going to be a good time. I couldn't say no, you know?
That is amazing. I'm here for it. All of the travels.
Ooh, taking a big breath though, man. It's going to be a gal on the go situation. Got to stay healthy. Got to stay up with school.
Yeah.
It's okay because we just started and there's nothing crazy yet, but yeah.
You're going to have so much fun though because this is your first formal, right?
My first formal, yes. I'm really looking forward to it.
Hopping in with the BF. That's fun. It's nice when you know the person because formals are like, or any sort of like weekend trip you do, like these beach weekends, mountain weekends, Georgia, they do these things. I find that like it's, you have to really know the person that you're going with because it is just like a lot of time spent together. So that's a hot tip for any of you freshman gals out there. If you're like, oh my God, should I get whatever? I don't know.
No, yeah, definitely. Because I got asked on a formal and a mountain weekend in the past. And I'm so annoying. I literally said no because I was just like, it was like someone asked me through a friend. Like this guy just asked his friend to find someone and she asked me. And I was just like, no, I'm sorry. Like I just want to like go with someone I know. But that's just how I work.
Yeah.
But it's also a great way to meet people. Like I probably shouldn't have done that, but whatever.
No.
So here we are now. It's so I'm happy.
Good.
So
that's like an indirect way to say no. It's not like someone was like, hey, Danielle, like you come with me, like clear your schedule.
Yeah.
Like, that was
like he can ask me first of all.
No, it's all good. So that's some exciting stuff coming up. You're going to Vegas before I am. I'm pretty disappointed in myself, honestly, but it's all
oh,
good.
Yeah. You were like wanting to go. You went to Miami though. That looked
yeah,
fun.
I did. Yeah. It's fun to do all those things when you're 21, of course. And we're so lucky that we get to go cool places. I mean, that's sick. So I know that I'm not alone in having a lot of various concerns for my hair. It gets oily, but then it's dry at the scalp. I have all these things going on and I really need like a custom blend that works for me. And most hair product companies don't actually get you. That's because they generalize hair needs, which is why I now use Prose. Prose makes truly personalized shampoo and conditioner. Prose knows there's more to you than just your hair type. Prose has actually given over 1 million consultations with their in-depth hair questionnaire. That's how I got started. So you take this quick quiz. I love a good online quiz. You actually enter everything from like your eating habits to your zip code, damage level, and like your hair goals. It really goes in depth, you guys. With their algorithm and over 50 billion formula combinations, Prose determined a unique blend of ingredients to treat my exact concerns. So it actually helps, like I said, target those concerns that I want. I find that my hair on like day or two or three, it starts to get oily. It's definitely better with Prose. And if you guys aren't 100% positive, Prose is the best hair care you've had, they'll actually take back the products, no questions asked. So Prose is the healthy hair regimen with your name all over it. And you guys can get a free consultation and 20% off your first order today. So go to prose.com/gals. That's prose.com/gals for a free consultation and 20% off.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love, but she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything, or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted, and for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Shallot Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Bring the sabor with Modelo Chelada, a mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold fruit flavors, and spices. Bring the heat with Sandia Picante or the citrus burst of Limón y Sal. Modelo Chelada, bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers, imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Speaking of, you know, boys being 21, being fun, I think we should get into our first topic.
Oh, here we
go. Brooke, you did something a couple days ago, didn't you?
I did.
I think the gals on the go only deserve to hear about this. What did you do?
I did. I finally did it, you guys. Everyone held me accountable. I went on a date. I know. It's so scary. It's just been a while since I've been like on a real date. I guess I did in 2019 a few times, but this was like it's 2020, first of all. So this was the first time in a while. And I forgot how freaking nervous I get. Okay, I'm sure other people feel this way. I don't know what happened. I like worked myself up into such a state of nerves that I was like, I don't know. Like I considered ways out of it. Like I was like, should I like not, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, your mind goes places, of course.
And just self-doubt and whatnot. But I think it's natural for everyone to get nervous. This wasn't through a dating app. This was like through, we'll call it a friend of a friend.
Yes.
Yeah. So it wasn't, I don't know, although I've been trying to use dating apps because I want to explore. I'm just like in this mood where I'm like, I just want to like get back after it. And like, it's nice, obviously, not that you need validation from guys, and that's not like the message that I'm trying to send at all. But at the same time, it's like, it's nice to be remembered that like, I am an attractive girl and that like people do like me. Like I know this sounds so annoying to some people, but I don't do this a lot. No. So that's why it's like a big deal. Like I'm not out here like a serial dater or whatever. Like I don't really do this stuff. So I like throwing myself back into a scene like this, I'm like, wow, you know, like I'm cool. I could actually like talk to people and like whatever. So it went really well. I'm happy with it.
I called Brooke. Or no, Brooke and I had a conference call like right before the date. I was like, wow, only Brooke would like that. So honestly, it's probably good to keep your like mind off of it for a little bit.
It was. I was like curling my hair while we were on the call, if I'm going to be honest. I like didn't tell
same,
you.
Same. So was I. Oh. That's awesome.
I love it.
I love it. You were like prepping for a date while we're like on a business call. So then after our conference calls, we always just like talk after just to like recap everything and plan for our next call, whatever it may be. And I was like, so Brooke, you haven't mentioned it, you're about to go on a date in an hour. And I think Brooke forgets how awesome she is. And if any of you have met Brooke, you know how easy she is to talk to. Like Brooke can literally talk to a wall. She makes you comfortable. Like I've experienced Brooke in so many different situations. And so I was like, Brooke, dude, like I think you forget who you are sometimes. You have a playlist called Remember Who You Are. Literally, I was like, I was just hyping her up. And it's so important to have those people that can just do that.
Literally.
Because Brooke hyped me up when I was like first talking to Ryan too, because I was so nervous. Like, it's so nervous. I still get nervous sometimes hanging out with him because, I don't know, just like, it's just boys are making nervous.
And I think it's normal too. I always see stuff. It's like if you're in that phase where you're like, whatever, then like you're not in it anymore. Like I think a little butterfly is
Yeah, it should be exciting.
Yeah, totally. So I'm so lucky to have a friend like Danielle who hyped me up. She really did. Her, a bunch of my other friends too, were like, you know.
Mariah, I'm sure, was hyping you up, Maddie.
She was giving me, like, people were giving me outs. They were like, you know, you can, like, call and say, like, I got sick and, like, I needed to talk to you or something. Like, people are the best. I'm so thankful.
Yes.
Because I'm out
awesome.
Here, like, that's the weird thing about living alone too, is, like, I go out on this date, and, like, in college when I would, like, go on a date or, like, I don't even know, like, I would go home and be like, like, I just went on a date. Like, and then, like, we'd all talk about it or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But now that I'm here, because I lived with like a house full of girls or whatever it was. But here, I feel like I go on a date and I like FaceTime people. I'm like, oh yeah, like I'm back now. But I think that's where like the loneliness element comes in. I'm like, oh wow, now I'm like by myself. Like, I don't even know. Weird.
Yeah.
Tangent. But I'm so thankful I have people like you guys to gas me up. You guys should all get friends to gas you up if you need a little motivation. I don't know.
Yeah, it's very important. But like Brooke said, it's also very natural and it's like a good thing. Like having the butterflies is honestly such a fun feeling. Like it sucks. It's kind of like what I was talking about, like being nervous for spin. It's like that nervous, excited. And I think I said this in a in the episode last week, but I heard it on a show I was watching recently. I can't remember a movie. And if they said, oh, Bachelor, they're like, if it scares you, do it.
Yeah.
Like, if it scares you, do it. I love that. I love that. And you are, do you regret going? Or you
no. So then I guess that's the next point is no, I definitely don't regret going. Like really fun time, like super natural. Like it wasn't awkward at all. Really like nice guy, whatever. But I think it just shows how nervous I got before versus when I came home after. I was like, that wasn't even bad. Like that wasn't even bad at all. Like I think everyone does this where they create like these false situations in their head. I'm like, oh my gosh, it could go so badly. And it's like, it's not going to go that bad. You just have to have confidence in yourself. And I think it's nice being reassured from your friends, but like truly you have to find that in yourself. Like you have to self-talk and be like, oh my gosh, I can do this. And not even about dating. This could apply to any situation in life, but you got this. And do one thing every day that scares you. And that definitely scared me. And I pushed through. And then the next day I was like, wow, I did that yesterday. And then moving forward, I'm like, doing other stuff that scares me, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I love that. And I'm so proud of you. And I think that's just going to be a great start of the new year for you and just having fun. And with that being said, I was talking to my friend today about dating and, you know, I think you have the right mindset, but just a reminder to all of you guys, like I know, like especially during this time of year, especially after Christmas and everything, you know, it's cold outside. You want a snuggle buddy and you look at your friends that have boyfriends and girlfriends, but you have to remember that everyone's on their own paths and there will be your time. And instead of focusing on, oh my gosh, I don't have this, I know I say this all the time, Brooke says it all, like focus on yourself and like hyping yourself up, because then naturally people are attracted to you. It is crazy how much this works.
Mm-hmm. I actually just wrote that in my journal. I was like, I have so much like work to do on myself and like listing out all of the various things that I want to accomplish on my own. I'm like, I don't even like, I know where someone could fit into all of this, but at the same time, I'm like, I have to do the work on myself first before I can get to that point of, you know, being in like this committed partnership or whatever it may be. So I don't think you should go into it with that mindset. I just want to meet people at this point. I mean, that's like honestly my biggest thing.
Yeah. I think it's like there's just like finding that perfect balance of, you know, being happy and comfortable in your own skin and not feeling reliant on anyone else for your happiness while also putting yourself out there. I know we're like sound contrary right now, but I think Brooke, honestly, you're doing a great job of it right now, like finding your time for yourself, but also pushing yourself a little bit, because obviously you're not going to meet a boy if you're just, or a girl or whatever, if you're just in your room, you know, doing nothing. 100%. Like obviously not, but there's this perfect fine balance of like, you know, if an opportunity arises, maybe check it out, try it and be confident and exude confidence. And people are like, whoa, who dat?
No, I think that this is all good. It's also interesting hearing it from your perspective now being in a relationship. I think you have a really good mindset of it too, because I think people who often fall, I've seen this with my friends, you know, they fall into relationships and they lose their hobbies, or they, not only that, they kind of, the relationship becomes everything. And I think you're still a really a prime example of how like your relationship fits into your life, but it's not your whole life. So I think
I
appreciate hearing advice from you. Like, I feel like you give valuable advice, if that makes sense. You know?
No, I don't hate. I want to like say hate, but I don't love when people that are in relationships try to preach in a way that's so unrealistic, because I don't know. I just think sometimes they like to be on a pedestal, like, oh, you're single, but I'm not. But like, no, it's not like that at all. And I am very grateful. And I think one of the reasons my relationship is so great and why I still like have my own identity, and it's because we're not, we purposely are not together 24/7. I have been very comfortable in my own skin. And from the beginning when I met him, I was very specific on what I literally, when he literally asked me to be a girlfriend, I was like, okay, here, buddy, let's talk. I travel, I do this, I need my alone time. Like, I was probably really obnoxious. I said it a little bit nicer. And he was like, no, that's why I like you. Okay, perfect. Like, you have to just start off being yourself 100%. And when you're like that, these guys are like, holy crap. Like, and if they're the right one, they're like, damn, honestly, she's got her ish together, but she's also so much fun to be around. And then it's like, you're starting it off right. And it's just, yeah.
It takes finding the right one, though. I will reiterate to that point because
yes, yeah. Oh yeah,
I had a conversation.
That's when actually, you know.
Yeah, and I know we've talked about this on the show, like it being intimidating to people. But I was with two of my friends this weekend who are literally two of the most like boss girls that I know. Like one of them works at Oracle. Like with I don't have to say names or anything, but one of them works at Oracle from my old job, and she's literally crushing life in this job. And then my other friend works for an accounting firm. Like two of the most like actually just impressive, academically just strong girls I know. And they were like, we were all having this conversation about how guys get scared by them or how they feel like sometimes they have to tone it back. And I was like, this is so, like so crazy that we all should agree that we don't have to feel this way. And I think when the right one comes along. So I think that you found a gem, Danielle, and I think that they do exist, but we have to remember to not settle. And I think that's all part of meeting people too. And like, you know, going on dates, also going on dates, like you learn about yourself too. So I think that's really important.
Oh yeah.
Like it's for selfish reasons. I think that's cool. Like you learn way more about yourself when you're interacting with others than when you're just sitting in your apartment alone. And like, this is a learning experience for me, and I'll share what I can share from it, but it's all good. I'm just trying to meet people in this city and it's all good.
Yeah. I think meeting new people is such a fun way. And yeah, I'm so proud of you. I think it's awesome. If you guys have any specific questions for us, Brooke and I were like, oh, we'll do a full episode on boys and dating. And like, honestly, we just, neither of us have enough content to like do that. But if you guys have specific questions or, you know, there's a certain route you guys would like us to go, we're so happy. We literally read all your comments, all your requests, and we're always here to like 100%. Talk about what you want. But that's kind of what we wanted to touch on today.
If you guys,
about that.
Yeah. You could comment on Instagram posts. Like we read everything. So love you guys. Yay.
Really so much. So our next topic we want to talk about, cheese boards.
Here for
love them. Very, a lot lighter of a subject.
A lot lighter.
But so many of you guys have asked us. I got onto cheese boards because of the one and only Brooke Michio.
Oh my gosh.
Brooke, when did you start eating cheese boards or start like appreciating them?
Okay. I think that ever since like just existence, I've always loved cheese. Like I've always loved cheese on other food items. No, seriously. I mean, this is funny, but I know it's actually funny. I mean, I just love, I don't know, mac and cheese, pizza, whatever it may be. Like, I just love it. I love it. Okay. Judge me. It's funny. It's a funny topic right now. I know. Bear with me.
Mac
please.
And cheese.
We just go through every cheese item. No, but then I feel like, I kind of noticed when I started shopping at Trader Joe's by myself. So I guess this was like sophomore year, maybe, you know, like the cheese selection. And then, I feel like that's kind of like when the world of like cheese boards kind of existed and kind of moved forward, at least for me at least. And then obviously turning 21 and doing wine and cheese nights or whatever it may be. And then I never really was into these elaborate spreads. That was never really my vibe, but it was just an easy dinner option. Me, Maddie, Mariah would, you know, go and when we turned 21, get a bottle of wine and grab a few different kinds of cheese and crackers and be like, ha, dinner and like girls' night, whatever we wanted to call it.
I love it.
Yeah, super fun. And just kind of got into them, I would say, in college, and it never ended.
Yeah, you did have a lot of like cheese board nights, I remember, in college. You definitely did.
Now you're doing it. I feel like it's
okay. Yeah, well, kind of going back. So Brooke's always loved cheese. I used to hate cheese, actually. Like all
I remember
of them.
This.
Yeah. And it's slowly, I still hate cream cheese. Like, don't you dare get that ish near me at all. And there's some cheeses I still don't like. Like, I do not, you're more adventurous. You're good about cheeses.
I'm good.
You're more adventurous. Like, I don't like goat cheese, blue cheese, feta. I don't like a lot of crazy cheeses. I like the simple ones, but I found a lot on cheese boards I do enjoy. We're going to get into the cheeses we like and what we want to put on our cheese boards. But yeah, I didn't like cheese for the longest time. I've always liked pizza, but like I'm never that person still really to like ask for it. Like when they like come to the table, like, anyone want cheese for their pasta? I like usually say no. Even if it's on it, I'll eat it. Really?
Yeah, oh, okay. I would say no. I don't really like shredded cheese. I've never liked that. That's like a big New York thing to put more cheese on your cheese pizza. I'm like, there's already enough cheese on here. Like, okay.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. But I like cheese in like an omelet or like, hey, this is like, such a funny subject. I'm like actually laughing.
I know. We like went from boys to cheese.
I know. Other important subjects.
Very all important things. Yeah, I mean, but I love a good like bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. Anyways, I think my taste buds changed.
They do change. That is also another
they definitely
thing
do.
for just life. Think about when you were younger, and I feel like most kids start off as picky eaters, you know, and then as you get older, you're introduced to more things, and you're also friends with people that are like, come on, Danielle, I think you would really like this, and then like they push you and whatever,
and you feel like you have to. However, I do not like food pushers. There's a difference
between
a friend trying. It's not usually people our age. It's usually like my mom's friends. My mom's boyfriend, I'll say it. He knows it. He is the biggest food pusher and I hate it. And I will call him out at the dinner table. He'll be like my family knows I'm not a big seafood person. My family continues to try and get me to eat seafood. I'm like, I don't like it. Why should I have to eat it when I could eat everything else? Or like when you go to, oh, sorry, quick little rant. Like, we'll go to a restaurant. Everyone's like, Danielle, why don't you get the salmon? I'm like, I don't like salmon. Like, why wouldn't I get the chicken dish? Try it. I already know I don't. Like, I don't know. My family just food. Or like when you're full and they're like, wait, try some of this. I'm like, I don't really want to. Like, I don't know.
I'm full. Anyways, and then they're like, no, really, try it. And you're like, ah, I know what you mean.
Like, yeah, I don't know. There's just some people that they're excited about food. All right, guys. I don't know about y'all, but my social media feed has been full of engagements, which is so exciting, so happy. I'm so happy everyone's finding true love. It's adorable. Engagement season is in full swing, starting on Thanksgiving and spanning through Valentine's Day we're coming up on. I'm definitely seeing it. However, I do know I'm starting to get to that age now where some of my friends are getting engaged and married. It's absolutely crazy. And they've been all sharing with me their stresses of like planning things. And it's just so weird to think about. And that is where Zola comes into play. And I obviously had to tell them about it because they're an awesome sponsor of the podcast. Zola makes wedding planning easier and less stressful with wedding websites, registry, invites, and a guest list manager all in one place. You get free wedding website designs with hundreds of gorgeous designs for every style. It's easy to create your site in minutes, which is awesome. Add a custom URL or password protection. And they have just so many other different features like an FAQ page, online RSVP, and guests can shop your registry right on your site. I haven't gotten married, but this sounds like this would be great. They have the highest rated registry of all time. Register for gifts, experiences, and honeymoon funds. You can, you know, make affordable and beautiful invites and paper. They'll help you collect addresses and track online RSVPs with their free guest list manager. And they'll address your envelopes for free, which I feel like is one of the hardest things to do, is just write all the addresses on the envelopes. Zola has helped 1 million couples get married, and they'll help you too. So go to zola.com/galsonthego today and use promo code SAVE50 to get 50% off your Save the Dates. You can also get a free personalized paper sample before you purchase. That's 50% off Save the Dates at zola.com/galsonthego, promo code SAVE50. All right, enjoy the episode. Back to the cheese. Love cheese now. Big fan. I just recently got into it. I think Delaney and I just started doing it last semester. Yeah. And it's kind of, we did the same thing. It's like, oh, like we're not that hungry, so we'll just do a cheese board for dinner.
And it's so fun and super easy and very, so very
it's like social.
I know it is social. It like bring friends, whatever it may be. It's a good like little, if you're going to not necessarily like a dinner party, but just like a, I don't even know, something at someone else's house and you want something to bring, that's always like a nice offering. And it doesn't have to be super elaborate. I feel like there's like these, Katie Bilotti just posted this beautiful spread. Like I just saw it. They're incredible. And they're very popular now to do like these big elaborate spreads, but they don't have to be like, if you're just, you want to do it on a smaller scale for, you know, yourself, send it. Who cares?
Yeah, I did that one time. It's fun. And it's fun to just have a couple of friends over, pour some wine, eat cheese, talk about it, you know, just like be sophisticated. It's really fun. And I'd say neither of us really go crazy with our cheese boards. Like you just said, yeah. I've never made one of those intense ones. Like a lot of you guys in the Facebook group have made some intense, like full cheese boards, but we don't do that. So should we just kind of go over an overview? Like let's say we're going to Trader Joe's, we're going to the grocery store, we're getting our stuff for a cheese board. What is on your cheese board, Brooke?
Okay, well, I have to recommend going to Trader Joe's. I think their cheese selection is unmatched. I absolutely love it.
Yes, I would agree.
And they also, I really like Trader Joe's because they also put out, at least in my Trader Joe's here, they have like a little section of like suggested crackers or like fruits or something to like pair it with, kind of.
Yeah.
And I absolutely love that. So I have three cheeses that I always get. Are you ready for it? The first one is just...
I'm ready.
Well, I love brie. But specifically the Trader Joe's mushroom brie. You obviously have to like mushrooms. I know it's not everybody's cup of tea.
Interesting. I like mushrooms.
Yeah, you would love it. Oh my gosh, I'm addicted. I can't really buy it because like I will eat the whole thing by myself and then like get a stomach ache. Because honestly, it's just like that good. Yeah.
It's a lot. Yeah.
Very heavy. I also love the Trader Joe's unexpected cheddar. Very good. Have you tried this?
No, I never really get cheddar.
Okay.
But I've made it before. I put cheddar on our board at home because my mom told me to.
Yeah.
So maybe I'll try it.
It's like a white, it's like a white cheddar. So it's not just like a block.
Oh, okay.
I don't know how to explain it, but it's in like this white packaging. Really recommend that. It's just like a square cheese, and all of these too, they look so much better when you chop them up. So like literally just before you serve it, like cut it up a little bit into some smaller bite-sized pieces.
Yeah.
A little serving suggestion. I love that. And then my third one that I always get is Manchego, which is a Spanish cheese. So delicious.
One of my favorites.
Yes. The best. It's pretty mild. I would say if you're like not a huge cheese lover, like that might be a good one to go for.
Yeah, it is mild. I think that's why I like it personally. I didn't know it was a Spanish cheese. That's good to know. It is.
Yeah. I don't know. I guess Brie is French. I don't know. I could be like making these things up. I'm like all over the place. Those are three that I get. And then I try to get I don't really do fruit with mine. I do more olives. I love olives with pimentos. You don't like olives, do you?
Brooke, do you remember the dirty martini?
Yeah, I know. No. I'm just making sure. Do you get grossed out though? Like if there's olives on a cheese board, will you still eat it?
No, I actually put them on cheese boards like at home. I did because it's like other people like them and I think they're pretty.
And they like add a little zest if that's your taste. Yes. I also love the mini pickles. You can get those at Whole Foods. I don't know if they sell them at Trader Joe's. Really good. Or any grocery store, I guess. Sometimes grocery stores have like an olive bar random. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, they do. They have like not only olives, it's like olives and like little antipasta.
Yeah, yeah. That's a very Italian of you. Antipasta.
Yes, antipasta. My aunt always says that. And then do you do crackers or bread?
Yeah, crackers. Oh, I love bread. If you could get a baguette and slice it up and toast in the oven and like make your own little crackers. But also just the Trader Joe's, they have like a 4-pack of like crackers. I like those because it gives you a tasting option. And if other people, you know, prefer different ones, I don't know. That's a Brooke Michio cheese board basically in a wrap.
I love it.
Now let's hear the Danielle. That's a wrap. I want to hear the Danielle Carolyn version of cheese board.
I know this is actually interesting because I never really knew which cheeses you use. I just learned just now. So this usually what I'll get is always Brie. I love Brie, as you said. It's just so great. Just like a French Brie from Trader Joe's or Kroger. I've been going to and I've gone Publix too. Trader Joe's is my favorite. Anyways. Brie mozzarella balls.
Oh my god.
Oh, they're so I literally can't do a cheese board without them now because Delaney got me on them. Mozzarella balls, they put a little salt and pepper on it. Manchego. And I'll cut it up in like a fun way, like triangles. Like I've been trying to cut them up cool ways, like going on Instagram and stuff. And then just added fontina cheese, which is pretty good too.
I've never tried that.
It's like I think yeah, it's kind of like buttery, creamy, I think you'd like it. I don't really know how to explain cheeses, but yeah, it's good. So I'll do those. Not always fontina. I just started adding that. And then prosciutto, salami. I don't like salami, but everyone likes salami. So because I made a lot of cheese boards for some reason during the holidays, so I was trying to like make everyone happy. Yeah. So prosciutto is my favorite. It tastes so good with Manchego, like on the same cracker. And then I'll do water crackers. I have never gotten the assortment kit. We always just do water crackers because that's what Delaney and I like. But that's something to consider. And then we also get baguette bread and cut it up really small because that tastes so good. Dip the baguette bread in olive oil with a mozzarella ball on it. The bite is, oh my God, my mouth is watering right now.
I know. You're making me like want a cheese board right now. I don't have anything to do that with though, so I can't.
Me neither. We did. And then like a couple nights ago, all of our friends came over to our apartment like late night and like late night ate our cheese board leftovers, which was fine. Like we let them.
Oh, I always do that. That's always the best thing to come home to. And I'm like, yes, I still have like some cheese left. But then I hate myself the next day because I'm like, wow, I ate like a block of cheese. Like love that.
Yeah, I know. It's definitely not like we're not preaching health right now. Like we're just talking straight cheese boards. And also like at home my mom grows rosemary, so I'd like go grab some of
yeah
as, like,
oh
garnish.
She's so cute, peaceful.
Peaceful. So yeah, love a good cheese board. It's a great social thing. It's kind of like trendy right now. Like one of my guy friends was literally like, my Instagram is full of y'all girlies doing cheese boards. It's so funny.
No, it's so true.
Trend before it happened.
Oh, thank you. No, I saw that on like people's like Hinge prompts. It's like ideal night, it's like charcuterie and chill. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like trendy.
Wait,
now.
I love that. Yeah. That's so funny.
I actually don't do meat on mine though, so that's interesting to hear what you put on yours. I don't know. I just don't like Italian meats. That's why I don't. It's nothing against it. I totally would. I think that it honestly, from an aesthetic purpose, it looks better when you put the meat on it. But that's aside.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, that's why. Yeah, because you always call it cheese board. And then so I always called it that. And then people are like, no, yours is a charcuterie board because you have meat too. And I'm like, okay, whatever. I try to say charcuterie for a little bit. It's fun to say, but it's more fun to say cheese boards because all I really put is prosciutto. If it's just me, I'm just doing prosciutto. I just do salami to like make other people happy.
Such a people pleaser.
I know. I am actually. So running out of time, but quickly we could touch on our last topic, which is – we literally – these topics came about because we asked you guys on the Facebook group to join it. And you guys wanted us to talk about how to implement hobbies and activities you've always wanted to try into your life.
Yeah. I think 2020 is the year to do it. So if you need a little motivational pep talk, if Danielle, I'm sure you get all day long. I've always wanted to start a podcast. I've always wanted to go to dance class. I've always wanted to go to spin class. I've always wanted to – I don't even know. Insert blank here. This is the year. We're done with that pronoun. If I can do it, you can do it. Whatever it is.
Yes. I love that. I think it's so important. Like, I'm just going to expose her because, you know, it's a good example. So my roommate, Delaney, love the gal. She, this semester, only has class Tuesday, Thursday, and two of her classes are online. She has all this time. And she's a very chill, laid-back person. She's one to, like – she even told me this. She's like, I'm not one to make plans. I just kind of, like, let things happen, which is a great personality to have. It's great for me to have as a roommate. She chills me out. However, there are things that she's wanted to do, and she hasn't done them. And this semester, she just had this kick, like, I have all this time. Why don't I start doing things I've wanted? So I think she's going to apply to work at Lululemon or some other places that she's always wanted to do. She's getting more involved in the spin community. She was like thinking about getting a service dog for the longest time, but she like, who knows? She might actually do it this semester. So I think it's giving yourself that extra little push. Find a friend to go to these things with you. Wouldn't you say, Brooke?
I would. And I know that it's hard for some people because of circumstances or whatever. So it's always nice, at least in the beginning, maybe if you could like get someone to start going with you, and then, you know, you could find your own little circle. I feel like you kind of did that with spin, Danielle. Like, you tried it with other people and then like you kind of found your own rhythm with it, if that makes sense.
Yeah. In high school, my senior year, one of my good friends, Sophia, actually the one I'm going to Vegas for, she was like, come to a spin class with me. I don't remember exactly how it happened, but that was one of the first ones I went to with her, and we became spin buddies. And, you know, here we are now. And so we started going together, and like, we'd only go at the same time because we don't want to be alone. And like, you kind of did that too. You would only go if like Gretchen or Maggie or one of them was going. And now you go on your own. You don't need other people to go. And that's great. And then another way I started doing it was, when I got involved with hip hop, in Athens, I went with my friend Becca, who's Brooke's grand little.
I love her.
And we went to a $5 class. It was like their intro class. She came with me because I wouldn't have gone alone. I ended up staying, I think literally that day or maybe the next week, they convinced me to try out for the dance team. I ended up doing it. I'm so happy I did it. It was a great thing for a year or two I did. And I mean, she didn't continue to go, but she went with me that first time. And ever since, you know, I'm so happy that happened.
All it takes is like the first time. So it doesn't even have to be like whatever it may be, but I think that 2020 is the year to do it. It's still the beginning of the year, in my opinion. It's, yeah, I mean, we're still in the second or third week. So it's time to kick that excuse of like, I always wanted to blank. Like, if you use that phrase, we're going to stop doing that this year. So send it.
Yes, I agree completely. Like, I really hate to say this, but like, so Daily today was telling me, she has a YouTube channel. She made one last year and she was like, I really want to start my YouTube channel again, whatever. And I did a little tough love, and I'm not trying to sound cocky or whatever. Like, Brooke and I experienced this a lot. People tell us we want to start a YouTube channel, and I'm like, don't tell me you don't have time. I'm sorry. That's just not true. Like, if you are truly passionate about something, like, just go for it. Like, make the time. I guarantee you there's an hour probably in total, probably more than an hour spent of you on your phone watching TikToks or whatever it may be that you could be doing that thing. So there's truly no excuses. Have someone to keep you accountable. I was keeping Brooke accountable for going on that date. I kept saying, you're going to do it. You're going to do it. She did it. You know, be that friend for someone. Make goals with each other. And a lot of times right now, especially if you're in college, local businesses in college towns, usually like if it's a gym or if it's a dance place or even like art studios that do like art classes, like they're doing like these deals, like $5, you know, drop in or free or whatever it may be. So take advantage of the new year. A lot of places are doing deals and specials to kind of get you hooked, and you can do a couple, spend a week of like trying a different thing every day. Oh my God, that's so fun. Vlog it, start your YouTube channel. Who knows? And then one of those things, maybe you'll love.
I'm here for that. The tough love, I think, is a good component of it, because otherwise it's just like, I don't know. It's so easy to say, I'll do
yeah,
that.
I'm
do
sorry.
That.
I just don't feel bad. Yeah. No, I'm like, here. Do it.
I'm here for it. We love that. And it's hard. I know if you don't have friends, not like if you don't have friends, but I know right now in my situation, I have more gaps of free time. So it's hard for me to find someone to like necessarily do things with. So I'm challenging myself to do it alone. Honestly, I'm just trying to push myself out of my comfort zone. And yeah. Oh my gosh. I just breathed so heavy. Did you hear me? I go, oh.
I heard that. I hate when that happens.
I was like gasping for air. But anyways, that was this episode of Gals on the Go. We talked about some interesting subjects. And I think the concluding theme is, get out of your comfort zone this week. I did it. Okay.
I love that. I'm so proud of you. I'll try and do something this week that gets me out of my comfort zone. Actually, I am. Yeah, I'm really freaking nervous about the spin class. So that'll be my one. I'll do something else next week. but yeah, I really hope. I think this is a really good episode. Let us know if you guys like this episode where we do a couple mini subtopics, because we obviously can't do a full episode on cheese boards, but we want to touch on it. So yeah. I'm happy we did this. If you guys liked it, let us know. Merch sale, 20% off, code CHEESEBOARD.
Yeah, we'll remind you on social. So tag us if you're ordering and stuff. We'd love to see all of the support at Gals on the Go podcast, join the Facebook group, etc. And we love you guys so much, and we'll talk to you all next week.
Woo! Bye, guys. Thanks for listening.
Mother's Day is just around the corner, which means it's time to find a gift. I always try to decide what to get my mom because I always am so proud of what I get her and she's always so excited. So I feel like each year it just gets hyped up more and more and I just have to keep impressing her, even though she would literally just love a hug, probably the same as your mom's too. But I love using a gift guide to find a perfect gift for my mom. Because she doesn't want anything. She just wants love. But she also does get excited when I give her a gift. So Macy's actually has a Mother's Day gift guide that's perfect. You can shop by price. So they have 25 and under to 100 and under. They have categories like fragrance, handbags, and more. Or you can use the gift list, like for the mom who has everything. Or gifts that are already wrapped and ready to be gifted. And for grandma. There's so many different options that Macy's has. Some of their top gifts are the Dolce & Gabbana Devotion Eau de Parfum, Coach Floral Printed Leather Cassie Crossbody Bag, and the Le Creuset Charlotte Dutch Oven, of course. So you can shop all of this at Macy's.com/giftfinder.
Bring the sabor with new Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante, a mouth-watering mix of authentic Mexican beer, bold strawberry flavor, and a hint of spice. New Modelo Chelada Fresa Picante. Bring the sabor. Drink responsibly. Modelo Chelada flavored beers. Imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.